For some small colleges, the realm of online education has proved to be a game changer. By offering classes on the web, schools can theoretically expand their applicant pool to anyone with an internet connection. As part of our Edify series, Small Colleges, Big Challenges, WBUR's Kerry Young today explores the opportunities and the challenges the virtual world holds for these small institutions.
The Great Recession was hard for a lot of colleges, including Simmons University in Boston.
It was July 1, 2008. We didn't have enough money. Cash was practically at zero.
President Helen Drynan says things got so bad, the school had to start taking out loans to pay staff.
Everything that could go wrong was going wrong. We had a budget that was too favorable, and we had to lay off 72 people.
She explains it was kind of a perfect storm. Simmons was in the middle of a big construction project when Lehman Brothers, their investment banker, went belly up. That left the school scrambling. And on top of all that, enrollment was falling. To fill seats, the school began loosening its admission standards.
We had students here with an average SAT score of 1,000. That is not good for a women's college. That's not good for a small college.
So that got Drynan thinking about anything they could try to boost enrollment. She felt like they had tapped out the market in New England, but then it dawned on Drynan. If the school took some of its degrees online, physical boundaries would be less of an issue. So in 2014, Simmons went all in online. Today, enrollment online has grown to roughly 2,500 students.
I live in a very, very rural area.
Sherry Stachura lives in Buckley, Illinois, which is a good ways outside of New England.
I have a passion for wound care. I love wounds. I think that it's fascinating.
The closest nursing school was 45 minutes away.
So when I was looking to go to school, I knew I needed to find an online program.
But what really sealed the deal
was the fact that they had a very, very high passing rate for the nursing boards.
Stachura just graduated with a master's degree in nursing from Simmons. President Drynan says when school leadership began their online push in earnest, they strategically chose the most well-known graduate degrees, like nursing and social work, hoping that would give them an edge. And that logic turned out to be right. Today, the school's largest source of revenue comes from online learners.
We have grown now from $4 million in 2014 to about $80 million in 2018. It exceeds undergraduate and on-campus graduate programs.
That's a nearly 2,000% increase in 4 years. That extra cash has also allowed the school to be more selective in its undergraduate admissions again. Today, the average freshman comes in with an SAT score closer to 1,200. But Drynan will be the first to admit, going online isn't a panacea. Offering a quality degree program on the web is not cheap. About 60% of every tuition dollar goes to a company known as 2U.
Yes, we pay them a partner share, but they earn every penny of that partner share.
Companies like 2U essentially run the back end of Simmons' online programming. Drynan says the school needs these services because, in the beginning, they tried running things on their own, but quickly realized they were in over their heads. Today, the world of online higher education is a crowded space. For-profit colleges and large nonprofit universities dominate most of the market. But Caroline Hoxbee, a higher education economist with Stanford University, says even for selective schools with unique course offerings, succeeding in this space is still kind of an uphill climb.
I think it's a little naive to think that this is going to be a very easy way of reaching a lot more students. It's not that you can't do it, but you're already competing with a bunch of firms, basically, that are doing that.
Simmons was among the first small colleges to make the leap online, which is why President Drynan says another key to success, just like a lot of things in life, takes good timing and a little bit of luck. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Carrie Young.